Hello, Mom.
Hey, sweetie.
What's going on?
Drinking this water, trying to stay hydrated, trying to keep it real. Brown sugar melts, baby, in the seat.
That's true, that's true. I have water and coffee.
Oh, good.
I have cinnamon in my coffee.
Ooh, that sounds, now that's different. I like that.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm Angela the mom.
I'm Roger the daughter. And this is Talking Brown Sugar.
Talking Brown Sugar. Hey.
Yes, so this is episode 36. We're back after a hiatus. And of course, there is so much to talk about, but first, we are just going to recap the last episode. Episode 35, we talked with Norton, owner of Body Mind and Sense, Alana Gilbert, about really supporting small businesses. And we also talked about a lot of our current events and how to cope while quarantined. So, on to more things. We have a lot coming your way soon. The song has been on my heart today, just now thinking about us returning. You know, Kelly Clarkson been doing her thing on her talk show, but her song, Since You've Been Gone. Yeah, how does that go? Since you've been gone, I can't be for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah. And you, now I get what I want. Well, yeah, we're not breaking up with y'all or nothing like that. We're coming back. Like a tic tac, we're bursting. Now we're going to move to the Sugar Bowl, and that is where we have some random thoughts. You know, share what's on your heart and your brain. Mom, you added something. What is this? MYOB? What's that?
Yes, mind your own business.
Mind your own business. You want to talk a little bit more about that, or that's just the word?
No, it can go in so many different levels, you know, like family matters, business matters. Personal matters. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to be mean to people. Mm-hmm. And in your mind, you'd be saying a whole lot of things. Maybe a little cuss words, too. But you know what? In today's society, everybody wants to text, talk, or put it out there on their Facebook. But sometimes you just got to pull people aside and say, you know what? You can mind your own business. It doesn't hurt. Be straightforward. And then sometimes, in our own conscience, you see situations, hear situations, just say, oh, I'm gonna mind my business on that.
Yeah, I think that's a interesting take. Especially with people having a lot of, like, with social media, parasocial relationships, and that's where people think that they have a relationship with, like, a celebrity or influencer. But, like, you only know that person via what they post online and how you interact with them if they're interacting back with you and directly you know, it's like a false sense of friendship or some kind of relationship that you think that person is beholden to your thoughts or how you would, shoulda, coulda, woulda handled something if, you know, but it's like, you don't know these people.
You don't. And sometimes some things are like what you say. People put up these fake facades and you be like, what? I'm saying, oh no, I'm mind my business.
Or you just don't know them.
Nope.
That's something to think about. Milk expiration.
You know, the milk that we see in the store now, and you bring it home, it used to last a long time, even though you check on the expiration date. It depends on the quality from the farmer or organic, the soil, whatever the animal is eating, how it's being processed. But it doesn't last long. It used to last. Now, I don't know what to tell you. You got your fine gourmet restaurants. You know, you go in there and sometimes you put milk in your coffee, you smell it, you be like, this don't smell right. Oh, and they'll tell you, well, the container is da-da-da-da-da, but it smells spoiled. And, you know, I'm not trying to throw out no grocery stores, but, you know, you got your fine-end grocery stores to your local convenience stores. You got to check these things, people, because we don't know what we get.
That's true. I'm going to be honest, I don't drink milk. You know, they used to tell you about the bone drinking milk. I don't drink milk like that. I take vitamins. But yeah, for real, check your things for the expiration dates. I know we're like stuff you put on your body too. It matters. Whether it be like a face serum, hair dyes, especially. Cause I remember I had an allergic reaction, and I didn't know that the hair dye had expired. So yeah, chemicals do switch up on you after that date. has passed. So yeah, that's a good one.
You know what? Raw, you told me to go natural. I remember one time I had received a perm that was not open, a mock perm, and it had mold in it.
Mold?
Mm-hmm. You was a little girl though. I was like, I would never think that chemical was so strong to get mold. So I'm like, yeah.
I wanted to just briefly talk about taxes of adulthood. There are so many things that cost money. And I know the economy isn't what it was when I was growing up. It looked really fun to be an adult.
It is.
And I feel like I missed something. The taxes specifically. Does it really need to be that difficult? For that many processes? I know that you can go straight to the IRS and use their website and things like that. But even then, it looks old and fuddy-duddy. As far as like the design, that's just a personal gripe of mine.
It is old. it needs to be what? Revised.
That, right. And on top of that, just like combined with like the pink tax and just why do things that I want cost so much? And that's, you know, of course, just my motivation for getting to money, to have more money for the things that I want to do and experience and enjoy. And of course, you know, share.
That's why we're a team.
Yeah. We don't have any sweet deets, but mom, let people know how they can promote their business with us.
Yes. If you want to promote your business in our next sweet deets, mention, email us talkingbrown.sugar@gmail.com with the subject line business feature with a few sentences about your business, product, or service. There's room for everyone to eat.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Talking Brown Sugar, Twitter, that might not last long, Talking Brown Sugar. And again, our email is talkingbrown.sugar@gmail.com. We'll have that in the show notes for you as well. We're going to move right along into our wellness
check.
Wellness check. It's getting hot outside. Global warming. A lot of wildfires and things going on. So just stay hydrated to keep yourself well. That's the easy thing. Stay hydrated with water, electrolytes if you need them. And then, again, UV protection is protecting your skin and body from ultraviolet rays. That's wearing sunscreen if you expect sunlight.
Protective eyewear.
Yes, you can also wear thin clothing to go on your body. Like sometimes long sleeve shirts look hot, but if they're thin enough, you catch a breeze, you'd be right. But yeah, also seek shade if you've been outside for a while. Just getting the shade to cool off before you go back into the sun or direct sun.
And don't try to test your body. I'm speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to reapply sunscreen. So. Let's move into the main discussion. We just have icebreaker-like questions for people who may be joining us and people who are returning, just, you know, to reconnect a little bit. So our first question, what has changed for you since we last recorded?
For myself, staying busy, looking forward to us doing so much with our podcast, I'm Talking About Sugar. Mm-hmm. And watching the world, but not watching the world go by, but watching people's mental health is really a rise in that, you know, and it is making me more aware of who I am as a woman, a parent, a grandparent, and where is our social network at besides us Twittering, emailing, texting? It's just making me stay focused on what I need to do to be person.
Mm-hmm.
And for you?
Yeah, similar, watching how we responded to a lot of major changes and how the pandemic has really shifted and how we relate to each other and reality. especially with AI and technology advancing faster. Yes. We have time to keep up with, really, especially with, you think about like legal aspects of different things, and now with like the writer's strikes and things like that.
Serious business.
And actor strikes, UPS is striking, like thinking about what would happen to our country and economy if there were a global, or even just the US, like if people just started generally striking.
Mm-hmm.
For better living conditions, because we, you know, we don't have universal health care. Our tax dollars don't necessarily go where they need to go. We have a voting populace that really isn't engaged in the political system as a whole, in comparison to some other countries that either just participate because of how they've been socialized to participate, but also in some cases where they're required to vote where it matters, and not just like the, you know, presidential election, but in local elections as well.
Yeah.
And just being mindful as somebody living in a space with other people. And when I say space with other people, I literally mean like a neighborhood, community, how different it is depending on your zip code, even how people relate to each other.
Yeah.
And looking at how different organizations or brands, or even just in general, how people, like you said, in social networks, offline and online, interact and build community. I feel like people are, redefining that and trying to refine what it is to have community and build it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think growing up in these last couple of years, the pandemic, I feel like stunted a lot of people's growth, even my growth socially, because we were isolated, and then we're just outside.
I understand that.
Now, and so it's like making sense of what that looks like for me is something I'm working towards and working on, and trying to build friendships and community with people who are like-minded, but also can teach me something different or have a different perspective. Any extent that, you know, we can problem solve together and make impact for others. Because it's just interesting how the internet and the pandemic, we were brought together with like the marches and things, and how that kind of ended that community type movement. And I see it kind of resurging just in different lines and how people are talking. So I wonder what we can do as like a united community to, like I said, get better, a better standard of living for everybody.
So just to be heard,
to be safe, to be taken care of, to have better accountability. Thinking about like human trafficking, the Black maternal health rate, it's just so many problems we have.
It's heavy.
Fixed if we had better infrastructure. You know, we have poor drinking water. People in Flint still don't have, you know, quality drinking water, but we can pay, you know, athletes, I'm just picking on athletes because that's the quickest thing I can think of right now. We can pay athletes the amount of money it would take to fix Flint's water. You know what I'm saying? Like a single person,
mm-hmm.
A single male athlete, means very specific in that.
Or
can't pay.
Not trying to take you off the topic of it, but NASA, we spend so much money on stuff that I'm not trying to go to the moon, okay?
Right, not trying to go to the moon when we have...
But whoever wants to go to the moon, that's on them. But you spend so much money and you got homelessness and starvation right in front of your face in the United States.
But we want to go to the moon.
We have not fixed.
But we want to go to the moon, right. Like, we can put that on pause and, you know, reinvest that money into infrastructure that can help us.
Yeah, right.
we can talk about the moon when we get, you know, moon boots for the babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we really, you know.
Babies walking around, no shoes, you know, no food. Like you said, or no teachers.
No, pay the teachers. We need to pay these people.
And, you know.
And good background checks. Background, still with the background checks or whatever.
Yeah, because they're going to be with children, a vulnerable population. And also thinking about healthcare is going to be different because of so many people quit or died.
Mm.
How many people we lost. And then.
Yes.
Just like our values and things have shifted. So it's just. It's just I'm looking at all of that, but also trying to make sense of what that means for me as an individual who can't change the world by myself, but I also need to rest and recharge because I've been through just a lot these last couple of years. And that's just being honest and why we haven't recorded much.
And that's for all of us. You know, a lot of people, if they would be honest and just tell the raw truth.
Mm-hmm.
We can't talk about what happened in 1950. We don't want that to ever happen ever again. But it's happening a little differently.
It's even with
education.
It's happening.
You know, you can get a degree, but you still can't get a job. You don't have enough of nothing to even qualify. But they say, oh, you have these credentials, but do you have 8 or 10 years experience?
Mm-hmm.
Make it make sense to me.
And then it's normal to require multiple streams of income just to have a standard of living that's quote unquote comfortable or normal. Yeah. Multiple streams of income. Not everybody has that capacity. And so whatever.
And you have a lot of people moving back in with families trying to make it work. Mm-hmm. But and as you say, since the COVID, we have changed. Mm-hmm. We can't even really be around each other like we used to.
Mm-mm.
We love each other.
Ready to pop off.
You know,
yeah,
I'm not trying to speak for everyone. I love being around my kids. If it was left up to Angela, I would have my own little compound. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I would want to protect them with every breath I have.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
But I've watched all this crime.
Mm-hmm.
People were trying to take care of people and moving in with grandmothers. And it's not the same. It's not the same. We can't look back and say what we used to do. What can we do now?
Yeah.
Let's look in front of us. We can use some of the good that we have learned to achieve a better goal for our future,
yeah,
for our mental future. One time, you know, we would never talk about mental health. It was like a taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, shh, give them some medication. But everybody needs to be aware of what's going on mentally. What's disturbing you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was watching Human Resources. It's a wild show. A wild spinoff of Big Mouth.
Mm.
Yeah, just made me think of one of, I think it's Walter Lovebug. He's dating a hormone monster, I forget his name, but his, you know, his boyfriend or whatever, he'd be like, what's going on in that noggin when he sees him getting inside his head? And so it's just like, you know,
yeah,
let people know what's going on in your head within reason, like get actual help where you can and need to. But yeah, that's all the stuff I've been thinking about since,
yeah,
and working towards since we last recorded.
Yay.
Switching gears, related, unrelated. What game show do you think you could win?
I believe I can do real good on Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Make a Deal. Really? I can do some other brandy games, but those are my main two.
I think that's funny. I just reminded me of the LaVille Crawford joke where he said I could play Let's Make a Deal. He said I think I would probably take the first deal they offered me. So I think that's how I would play Let's Make a Deal too. Just like I didn't come in here with that $1,500. I don't know.
That's me.
I don't know, because, you know, I say that $1,500, and my next guest could send me out of here.
That's right. That's how I am.
It would take me a little minute to think about that.
Yeah, you got to think. What did you come in here? I got $5 in my pocket, and you give me what now? $2,000? I'm going to take the $2,000.
Right.
Well, you could check door 1, 2, or 3. I am fine. Pay the taxes on this, and I'm happy camper.
He said somebody, your friend that came with you in the audience, told him, don't take the deal. Don't take the deal. He was like, you owe me $20.
See? Say, look, we got some discussions. Like, who's up here, me or you?
I think the game show I can win. I agree with Family Feud, but
yes.
Yeah, because it's just, we can. I feel like we can pull it off. And
Who will be the main anchor?
Me. What are you talking about?
You know, like, who will start it off? I'll be at the end. No. I want to be. I'll be near you. You'll be one, I'll be two.
Yeah, I think that works.
And then the brothers could be at the end.
Mm-hmm. And I think that works. I also think, what is it? That's My Jam? Or one of those shows with...
Oh, no. Yeah. I will not remember the title, but I can get the beat.
Lyrics, or I feel like I could get something out. I usually guess them, but that's also because I'm at home and not in front of the audience. But that's just me.
Yeah.
If you could only use one emoji for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Wow. It might be overrated. It'd be the heart.
The heart? I was going to say the double pink hearts.
Yeah, the heart.
We only have one of each color.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Which color heart?
Oh, wow. I would say probably the pink or the purple.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking the double pink hearts.
Because love is the only language I know of.
Yeah.
That is universal.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart bleeds for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because this homeless stuff really bothers me. And these children going around home, you know, it's just sad. I hate when school is, I didn't understand it. When school would end, I didn't realize how hungry little children were. Not that I was naive to it. It was just that I wasn't paying attention. Because I had my own kids and I would listen to kids and watch my children tell me, so-and-so's not going to have food. I was like, why are they not going to have food? Not thinking about it. I'm just going on about my day-to-day. And now as I got older, I see it.
Yeah.
I'm focused like, wow, what can I do?
That's something to think about, something we can definitely look into that together.
Okay.
I'll probably bring it to the show. I was just thinking as you were talking, that's something you've done before. And I know and volunteered and participated, and, you know, you worked with the church, you know, to help with the food bank. But I know you want to do more.
I do.
Yeah, we'll look into that. I made a note of that to look into that. What's your favorite movie quote?
I know it sounds a little corny, but it sticks with me. You ain't got the lie from Baby Boy.
I don't think that was Baby Boy. I think that was on Friday. Because the full quote is, you ain't got the lie, Craig.
Right.
Or, I don't know.
Because didn't they say something in Baby Boy too?
Let me see. Editor's note.
Reason I'm saying that, because people lie so much in your face. And I like to say that you ain't got to lie. And you're right, you ain't got to lie, Craig. It is a part of it. But I'd be one to say, you ain't got to lie, Mildred. You ain't got to lie, Cynthia. You ain't got to lie, Billy. You ain't got to lie.
I feel like, yeah, that is Friday, because I don't see anything coming up. I'm not saying that she didn't say that in the movie, but you ain't got to lie immediately made me think of Friday.
Okay. I mean, there are other historical things, but we like to keep it light. And I'm like, you know, somebody be telling you something, and in the back of your mind, you be like, you got it. And what about you, sweetie?
I had something. I probably should have wrote it down.
Well, think about something you might be saying a lot and didn't even realize. Anything you have said to your brother or said to someone? Like from, I'm going way back, like Powerpuff Girls, Ed, and Eddie. Oh, somebody else watched that. The Simpsons.
Nothing, nothing I want to share is coming to.
Hey, we probably have to keep it to ourselves.
That's right. Yes, yeah. this is unfortunately the only one I can think of right now is Ain't That Money Girl, Don't Let the Money Make You. I know that's
Oh, yeah.
Players Club.
We all said something that
I just thought I'm not old enough. I wasn't old enough to watch that movie. Yeah, that was the quote.
That's a good one.
Straightforward. You know, make the money, girl. Don't let the money make you. We just easy peasy. Straightforward. Yeah,
that's straightforward. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Make that money, girl. Don't let your money make you. That's a true saying. Some people make their money and their dividends is gone. They don't even know what they did with their check. They like, what money? True facts.
Okay. What's something you think that is overrated?
These eyelashes.
Bees gonna find a way to sneak that in there.
I know. Someone told me not to.
No, it's fine. That's what you think is overrated? I mean, like,
I'm not mad at nobody enchanting or enhancing their look. There's a time and place if you're going to some kind of gala. But if it's just regular day at the job, let's keep it a little normal length. I'm talking about myself, too.
Mm-hmm.
I tried on a pair. I look like a giraffe. I didn't like I'm just speaking for me.
A giraffe? Giraffes are cute.
Yeah, but they have the longest eyelashes. So, they have long. Yeah, be like,
it's cute. It's all a little wispy and...
Nah.
No.
And if your eyelashes are falling out, just might take care of that. For you.
Something I think that's overrated. I would say having to have the latest phone or technology. Well, like, you know,
that's a good one.
You don't need it. And that is me also talking to myself as I see commercials and things. And I'm like, ooh, you don't need it, girl. You don't need it right now. Your hair devices work just fine.
That's smart. Save what's your code? Save your money, girl. Make your money. Yep. Well, it's always making somebody richer. And then what? Sometimes these new phones, they don't work as good as the old phones.
Yeah.
Might be something different about it, but that old phone has some better apps or better sounding. Yeah.
What if you were a wrestler? What would be your walkout song?
Oh. It's by the Fugees. I hope I'm right. Ready or not, here I come. I'm going to find you. I didn't want a hard theme song, you know. I just want to let them know I'm coming. When I come to that mat.
This is random. Looking at the question and just hearing it, I'm answering this live now. I gave it some thought today, but the only thing I can think of is Mrs. Officer with Lil Wayne and Bobby Valentino. Even if it's not the lyric version.
The beat. That'll get the crowd moving.
And a nice beat, even if it was just the instrumental.
Yeah.
The wee.
Yeah, that'll get the crowd pumped up. They'd be like, oh, we know where it's going to be. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't necessarily want the cop piece of that song, even though I know that's the whole theme, but the beat came in with
it. Yeah, the beat is good. You know how they, people get pumped up when they hear that? Dun 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 dun.
Yeah. I'm the lyrics even though I said the instrumental.
Right.
Y'all know what I mean. What are you looking forward to?
Peace and happiness. That's really what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course I'm looking for that $1 million, but peace and happiness. I'm being blessed, you know, doing my part. Not talking about it, but doing my part. Okay. I'm trying to step up. I'm trying to step up to the cause. I'm trying to be what I need to be. Not just sit back and not knowing I couldn't do nothing about it, but taking charge. Getting out in these streets. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you. And I'm also looking forward to not giving a fudge. Y'all thought I was going to cuss. Next time, we need to do an episode where we both have something to sip on.
Ooh.
That would be funny.
I've been had a bad mouth. Ooh.
We'll put an explicit warning. But yeah, no, I just miss the little radical me. When I was a teenager, I was like, I don't give a hell. I miss that because I was always somebody who tested the rules or limitations of things. And, you know, there was question, but now it's just like la-da-dee, la-da-doo, la-da-da. So now I'm looking forward to turning up in that way of, you know, I don't really give a F. This is what I think, this is what I think we should do. And so I'm gonna move, you catch up, you pick up, or you keep moving too, and that's fine, we'll make it work. We are not giving a crap, but
also still
moving with care. Like, I'm gonna always be somebody to care because I have a big heart and I've always cared about the world and people in it, but
yeah,
I think also not caring so much can help somebody like me.
Yeah, it works. It works both ways. It's like a part of your life. It changes over.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, why should I? Do I really? Yeah. Let me show you. I can feel that way. Let me respond to you in this way. You didn't see it coming, did you? Nope.
Yeah, and show myself the same love I show other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a great comeback episode, Mom. I'm glad we ignited.
Love me some raw.
Our chit-chats.
Yeah.
We keep talking, but we haven't recorded. So.
Yeah.
There's that. Welcome back into our conversations. Leave comments on Spotify. We'll also put notes in about how you can leave voicemails moving forward. You can always hit us up on social media. So this has been Talking Brown Sugar.
I'm Angela the mom.
I'm Marge the daughter. And we out.
What?